And I'm your host, Pastor Shayo, Winnie Shayo's husband.
And this is the place where we believe that every marriage has a chance.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
That's right. And you guys can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
Or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Which is Facebook/Live Your Best Marriage.
That's right. Or you can also find us where it all began at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah. So, Whitney, what are we talking about today?
Today I wanted to talk about the fact that divorce rates are extremely high.
Is that like 50%?
It's about half. So, and most of them are ending within the first 10 years of marriage.
Wow.
So, it's a lot. Yes, close to half are ending. I did see a list that the government has with each state.
Yes.
And if you look at the numbers, you can definitely see very clearly that it is literally half of marriages are ending in divorce. And which is so sad, obviously. And with the reading that I've been doing lately, I've noticed that one of the biggest reasons for it is an unwillingness to forgive.
Okay, so unwillingness to forgive what your spouse did, or...
Mm-hmm, right.
So, like, holding a grudge?
Yeah, holding a grudge. And so what I'm finding is a lot of couples don't have the ability to reconcile. It's just not happening. So, again, which is just such a disappointing thing to see, because for those of us who have seen the beauty in marriage, we know that it is worth it. It is definitely worth it to stay together. And even for those of us who do feel that way, we have also experienced the downside. We've also experienced some of the hurt feelings and the resentment and all of those things that come in the package of
marriage.
Being married, right. It's all there. You'll have both good and bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, for sure.
So, it's not a bed of roses. I guess it's a bed of roses because it has some thorns, too.
Right. So, I think that the more we're able to just take the bad along with the good, it's easier to kind of smoothen out this whole process we call life. So I think an unwillingness to forgive would certainly be preceded by an unwillingness to seek help.
Okay. What do you mean?
If they're having trouble reconciling on certain issues, then I think that they're probably less likely to either seek help or ask for help.
Of like from a counselor or from a friend?
Right.
Or from their partner?
Right. Or just any advice that could help them resolve some of these issues and get along better.
So if you're not likely to seek help, mm-hmm. you're not likely to forgive.
No, I'm saying the opposite.
So you're not likely to forgive if you don't seek help. What?
No. Okay, what I mean is, if
you gotta break it down for the rest of us here.
No, it's not. I think I really am making it more confusing than it needs to be. What I mean is, if there's an unwillingness to forgive, then for those of us who have that tendency in us,
not to forgive.
Those who are in the habit of not forgiving, we are probably less likely to seek help to get these issues resolved.
Because you feel like you're right?
Absolutely. I think there's a feeling of that I'm always right.
Okay.
But the problem with that, the problem with not being able to forgive, means that you also do not want to be held accountable for anything that you do or don't do.
Okay.
So that's a huge, huge issue, because when we sign up to get married, when we enter this journey, we need to be able to recognize from the beginning that we are not perfect, and we're also marrying another person who's not perfect.
Yes, because they picked from a pool of imperfect people.
Right.
And that's the same way we did. We picked from a pool of imperfect people because we are not perfect.
No one is perfect.
Yes.
So the person you marry will at some point hurt you or disappoint you.
Yes.
It pretty much has to be there. But when we feel as though we're always right,
yeah,
and we dwell on the negative characteristics or just the problems that come as a result of being with our spouse, that just shows that we have a huge problem of not taking accountability or not taking responsibility for the things that we do wrong.
Oh.
We're totally oblivious to the fact that we also are not perfect.
Perfect, yes.
So the reason why that is a huge, huge issue, I think, and the divorce rate is so high, because the whole concept of unconditional love means we love one another regardless.
Yeah.
So it's not performance based.
Yes.
We're not being evaluated based on the words we say or how we say it or our behavior, how we act, or just who we are as a person. So that whole concept of unconditional love has to be there. It has to be present.
At all times.
Yeah, which can be really difficult sometimes. That does not mean that you won't get mad. And that does not mean it's wrong to get mad either.
No.
It doesn't mean if your spouse lets you down, there is nothing wrong with you being upset about it. It's not being able to get over that grievance.
So how long can you hold on the grievance before you are supposed to get over that grievance?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good question, because I think there are some methods that we can use to try to make this a lot smoother. For example, if you have a date night regularly,
yes,
that's a really great chance for you guys to talk, and maybe you don't want to use your date night to talk about your grievances, but if you do have meetings, and I know this sounds really, really formal, but I guess
you just have to do what you gotta do.
Yeah. If a couple is able to have meetings with one another regularly, just a time that you set aside to talk about what's going on
in the family.
Yeah. Yes. In your household. And then you can also use that specific time to just air any grievance or any problem that came up that week.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think the sooner the better.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Just to answer your question of how soon should you get over a disappointment, I think the sooner the better. Bring it up sooner rather than later.
Yes.
But if you think it would work for you to have a meeting once a week, whether it's twice a week, but once a week, to just have that opportunity to exchange, you know, things that are going on, things that are affecting your household. And then if there was a bump in the road along the way, bring it up.
Yeah.
And then in the perfect scenario, or in the best case scenario, then your partner would apologize for it. Whatever it was, they would say sorry, and then both of you can move on.
In a perfect scenario.
In the best case
scenario. But if you are married to somebody who also knows that they are right, they're always right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, they feel like they were really wronged.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you have a stalemate.
Exactly. Exactly. So then you start having these issues where you feel more hurt because your partner appears to not be sorry.
Yes.
For whatever it was that they did.
So now you've added something else to the problem.
Right. You just added one more thing to something that was already bad.
Okay.
So that can be, so if they're not sorry, or if they even take it one step further and they defend what they did or what they said.
While they think they're explaining their position.
Yeah. Or if they really are just trying to justify
what happened,
whatever it was.
So they're digging in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that just adds to it. That adds more fuel
to the problem.
Right. To something that was already, not good.
Yeah.
So again, if having a meeting to, or just a chance to discuss things that come up in your day-to-day life, I think that is a really good way. And also, once you hit a bump in the road and an apology is made, if you can promise to find ways to prevent that thing from happening again, or you promise, okay, I won't do that anymore, whatever that thing is, those are all good ways to reconcile.
So now, just going back to what you had said, so you pretty much described a scenario where we have a stalemate where one person feels that they are right, the other person is also digging in, feeling that they are right. So now they are not coming closer. They are actually either staying on their positions or actually going further apart.
Right.
Now, and we also know that both of them in this situation won't be able to go out and find help. Maybe they can recruit help to show the other person their position is right. So what do you advise when we have a situation where both of them are digging in, they both believe they're right, and they just gonna stick with their position?
Right. So when both people are standing their ground and no one wants to give in, that is really difficult to reach an agreement and reconcile at that point, because if one person can give in a little bit and make a repair attempt, then and a repair attempt, by the way, can come in many forms. It can come in the form of humor, trying to distract
from
if one person,
this is what Dr. Gottman talked about, repair attempts,
right?
Yes.
Right. If one person can make a joke, maybe it's an inside joke that the two of you share.
Yeah.
But it's something really funny for you guys.
Yes.
If you can break in with that, that's a really great repair attempt. But as you had mentioned, if both people are at a stalemate and no one wants to be the first one to give in, then that just makes it so much more important for us to keep in mind that whole concept of unconditional love. Because when we go back to that point, we realize that disappointment will happen.
It has to happen.
Hurt will happen. But you married this person for better or for worse.
Yes.
And so right now when this is happening, it feels like the worst. It's the worst part of it.
Yes.
But when we stop and look at the big picture and we just remember those things, that can make it a lot easier to heal
and actually, and to move on. And actually, some of these things have to be practiced before you get into the situation, not while you're in the situation. Because while you're in the situation, that way of thinking using logic might go out of the window, and now you are just 100% emotional. And if you don't have that baseline that we're on the same team, or baseline that we love unconditionally, or that baseline that, you know, no matter what, I'm gonna stick with her, it might be pretty crazy
right
before the emotions are dialed down,
right,
and we are back to seeing sense that, you know what, this is not worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I love that thing you just said where you're like, you know what, I'm going to stick with her. Because that reminds me of the idea of that if my partner is going through a difficult time, mm-hmm. my partner's they're upset right now, and I'm going to stick with them through this because mm-hmm. I don't want to leave them behind.
Yes.
You really, really, really love that person.
And
you know they're having some problem, and apparently right now you are the problem. Whatever it is they're upset about, something you did or something, maybe you didn't even do it on purpose.
Yeah.
But something happened, but you know what? Until this thing passes, I'm gonna stick with them, and I won't leave them behind.
And you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying, actually, there's a saying in Swahili. This is a language in Africa, mm-hmm. that they say. I'm gonna say this way, the saying here. Mm-hmm. So it says, "Kuchafuka kwa bahari sio mwisho wa safari." Mm-hmm. Basically, that loosely translates that. The fact that the sea has a bunch of waves, mm-hmm. so it's just because the sea is a rough sea, mm-hmm. does not mean that's the end of the journey. Mm-hmm. So just because you in a marriage you have hit a rough spot, mm-hmm. a rough spot like rough seas, and you mm-hmm. know, like in the seas, like sometimes we can get like really, really rough weather, mm-hmm. but that does not stop the sailors from continuing with the journey. Mm-hmm. They have to do what they have to do, but the journey still continues.
Right.
Yes. And when the storm is done and everything is calm, they will continue with their journey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't mm-hmm. stop them from moving on.
Right. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because when the seas are rough, it feels like the journey needs to end.
Yeah.
It feels like, okay, I need to get away from this thing.
Yes.
I need to get away from these problems. And so with the divorce rates being so high and just the urge to get a divorce being so common, I would like to just introduce the idea that we might, with all of this happening, we might be assuming that these problems won't happen with the next partner.
Oh, yeah.
We view our current partner as, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that. So I need someone new.
Yeah.
I need to start fresh.
Like on a clean slate.
Right.
Yes.
But I think the only issue with that is there will never be a clean slate. There will never be a perfect person to work with.
No, because we are all imperfect. And actually, the problem with this is if you haven't dealt with your issues, you are more likely to take them to the next marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is not to say that you can't remarry. That's not what we are saying. We are saying that if you haven't dealt with what caused the divorce,
mm-hmm.
you are more likely to take it to the next marriage with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't speak for everybody, but I know for sure, for me, if I'm stuck in an unwillingness to forgive, I can be pretty certain that I'll take that with me to the next marriage.
Yeah.
I'll do the exact same thing. I'll still have those high demands on the other person. And I won't want to be held accountable for mistakes that I make.
Yeah.
And another huge issue with holding a grudge is it can really have a harmful effect on your physical health.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it really. Well, I mean, I think we're all aware of the terrible things that stress can do.
Yeah.
Like, we know it's not good.
It's not good.
when we're stressed from work or just stress in general, we know that's not a fun thing to go through. But not being able to forgive really does the same thing.
Yes, I heard that it actually not being able to forgive lowers your creative brainwaves.
Mm-hmm. Right. So creativity goes down. Your immune system goes down, becomes weaker. Just a lot of issues can come up. I mean, we know depression because it just takes so much energy.
From you.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy to be mad at someone, to actually stay mad at someone. It really does. It takes effort.
I know they're finding, this is not aligned with what we're talking about, but they're saying that they're even finding scientific evidence to show that being grateful actually helps with your health.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So being able to focus on the good.
The good, yeah.
The good things can actually be really helpful for you.
For your physical health.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And that also reminds me of something that we heard, was it on NPR, about the tailwinds and the headwinds?
Oh, no. I think it was on Freakonomics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on the Freakonomics podcast. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they were basically talking about the fact that we as humans put more focus on the headwinds or challenges that we face.
Yes.
Things that are difficult than we do for the things that actually help us.
Yeah, because
which they referred to as a tailwind.
Tailwind, yeah.
So we have a tendency to ignore or just pay less attention to things that help us move along and things that actually give us an advantage in life.
Oh yeah.
And we get really stuck on issues that make it hard for us.
And they were even saying that there's a reason for that, because the things which against us, we have to really notice them, because if we don't, they can actually harm us. So there's that feeling like I have to have my eyes open for that. And that is something that has been built in us, that we have to be looking out for things which are there to hurt us. But at the same time, the things which are there to help us, we kind of forget about, because they're just there. They can always be there. We don't have to think about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there to help us. So realizing that this is going on makes it that just being more conscious and more intentional to think about the things that are there to hold you back.
Right.
To help you, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I love the way that gratitude can actually just help us feel better.
Yeah.
You can literally instantly start feeling better.
Yeah.
When you start thinking about the good things and just things that you can be thankful for.
Oh yeah.
But dwelling on past hurts just, oh my goodness, it's not good for your physical health, and also it's just not a fun experience. And this actually last week, Pesa and I also had an issue. We've been together for a long time. We've been together for 13 years. And so an issue came up last week that really it was nothing, but it reminded me of something that we had gone through several years ago. So I was really upset and I was crying and everything, but fortunately for us, Pesa reminded me to look at the big picture, and he told me that phrase that he mentioned earlier about the seas getting rough. And he said, just because the water is getting rough and everything doesn't mean we need to abandon our journey, doesn't mean we need to quit. Doesn't mean, just because there's a problem, doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And so then that really helped me, like, that helped bring me back to what was important. And so he helped me look at the big picture and see that we're here together for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And so just him saying that one statement just really helped me avoid a whole nother issue of holding a grudge and just, and bringing up past things that I was bitter about before. Mm-hmm. And so and again, I mean, we've mentioned before that the longer you stay together, the more history you have. Yeah. So the more, which means probably the more baggage that you'll have.
Oh, yeah.
But also then again, a tailwind, the more wisdom you'll have too.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So his wisdom is what helped us. This was just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to also look at the advantages that you guys have, because there's a lot. To be honest.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. And the fact that you've been together for a while, even if it's a year or even 6 months, there's something to be said for that. You are still in the game. You are still together. You are still, so far you have survived. And that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of folks will think, oh man, we've been just together just for a few months or for a few years, not like 20 years like some folks. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, oh, we are always fighting. That is just focusing on the headwind,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, wow, we've been raising kids all this time. We've been able, mm-hmm. to survive. We've been together. Like, there's a lot of things that we always take for granted because they're just there. Like, mm-hmm. You don't think about, but sometimes it's good to remind yourself those things because they help you just appreciate what you've done and help you get some muscles to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that feeling of it's us against the world.
Oh yeah.
When you said, oh, look, we've survived all these years together. That's a really great way to look at it, you know, because you can say, yeah, bad things happened, disappointments happened, but we survived.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. We made it through.
And especially for the first few years when you're starting your marriage, or for the when things are crazy, you might not really follow all the great ways to stay together. But if you just have that, it's us against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the psychologist will call this, but that feeling of it's us against the world, it's, mm-hmm. me and you, we are just making this thing happen, that can take you for a long time. That by itself,
mm-hmm.
that can, especially when things are starting out, that by itself can take you for a long time and actually can really, really bond the couple.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Especially when things are new.
Absolutely.
If they have that feeling like it's just me and you fighting against this world that's trying to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come up with whatever cause you want. But for you guys out there, if you haven't tried, we've tried that and it works all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys out there, if you are going through a hard time and you use like it's us against the world,
mm-hmm.
it works wonders.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. It definitely does. And so everybody, just as a recap, make sure you can stop and look at the big picture,
yeah.
and imagine when you're 90, you're 95, would you rather look back on a life of peace and harmony with the one person that you love more than anyone else?
Yeah.
Or would you rather look back on a life of bitterness?
Yeah.
Just... even the word bitterness, just things
doesn't
just
sound, yeah. Doesn't sound right, yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
Yes.
No. So we just want to encourage everybody, just it's you against the world. It's the two of you.
It's the two of you against the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and try that. You see how, and you can always send us comments what you think about that technique. Maybe it has really worked for us. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, folks, once again, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Absolutely. And we will be back again in a few days.
Okay, God bless. And remember, every marriage has